And another big name is back. Batman is once again taking on the villains of Gotham City after an 8-year hiatus from movie screens. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the new movie is worth the wait.
Batman has finally come home, not just to a story that painstakingly details his origins, but to an ominous cinematic style that suits the tale.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely.
Which is?
Legend, Mr. Wayne.
Batman Begins disdains the mindless camp and pointless weirdness of its predecessors and positions its hero at the dark end of the street. This is a film noir Batman, a brooding, disturbing piece of work.
You're getting lost inside this monster of yours.
I'm using this monster to help other people just like my father did.
But Thomas Wayne helping others wasn't about proving anything to anyone, including himself.
It's Rachel, Alfred.
Well, we both care for Rachel, sir. But what you're doing has to be beyond that. It can't be personal, or you're just a vigilante.
Director Christopher Nolan's intention with Batman Begins is to create a myth grounded in plain reality. He wants his comic book adaptation to be as much as possible a human drama set in a believable world. This is a film that underlines the notion that Batman is that unlikely comic book hero who does without superpowers. He's someone, the director has said, who really is just a guy that does a lot of push-ups. A heck of a lot of push-ups. Christopher Nolan has built a reputation for skillfully made films, including Memento and Insomnia. This Batman is a carefully thought out and well-made movie. It's driven by story, psychology, and reality, not special effects. And Christian Bale's performance is an excellent fit for Nolan's conception of The Dark Knight. Always a humorless, almost sullen actor, Bale uses those qualities to create a painfully earnest character, driven to a life of crime fighting almost against his will.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol, I can be incorruptible. I can be everlasting.
What symbol?
Something elemental, something terrifying.
The most encouraging thing about Batman Begins is the way director and co-writer Nolan has managed to make a $180 million epic seem like a personal film. Bringing that kind of sensibility to blockbuster material may sound next to impossible, but Batman Begins shows it can be done, if you're willing to do the push-ups.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.